donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom, like the Tribute to Mom gift set, available only for a limited time. It features a sterling silver heart clasp bracelet, two family and love charms, and a Tribute to Mom charm all in a keepsake box. And it's just $195 while supplies last. The gift that means everything to mom. That's why he went to Jared.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Chicago Wolves advance to the second round of the playoffs. The Wolves now host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Cubs wrapped up their road trip with a 5-4 record. Goodness. And they ended April with a 13-11 mark. That's good enough for first place in the NL Central. A new month begins today, and the Cubs open up a homestand versus the Philadelphia Phillies. You can hear it here on 670 The Score. Pregame show with Mark Grody scheduled to start at 6:30, weather permitting. Pitching matchup features Brett Anderson and Vince Velasquez. To the White Sox, they closed out April with a surprising 13-10 mark, just a half game out of first place in the American League Central. Tonight, they continue their road trip in Kansas City to start a four-game series with the worst team in the American League. That would be the Royals. Tonight's pitching matchup, Dylan Covey versus Jason Vargas. White Sox outfielder Avi Garcia not in the starting lineup tonight for the Sox. He left yesterday's game versus Detroit after two at-bats with tightness in his groin. To football, the Bears have signed free agent center Taylor Boggs. They've also waived six players today, including cornerbacks Jacoby Glenn and Devontae Bousby. NBA playoffs tonight, conference semifinal action in the East and West. At 6 o'clock, Cleveland hosts Toronto in game one of their series. And at 8:30, the Rockets will be in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Also in basketball news, Adrian Wojnarowski of The Vertical and Yahoo Sports has reportedly signed with ESPN. Wojnarowski expected to start next month before the NBA draft. Finally, in hockey, one game tonight in the NHL playoffs. Penguins host the Capitals at 6:30. With a victory, Pittsburgh can go up 3-0 in that series. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I'm not upstairs. I don't know how hard that job is. None of us do. We all are speculating on what they should do. None of us are in that seat and in that position. Until I am one day, if I am one day, I will not speculate. what they have to do or what they should do. And they do what they feel is right, you know. And, you know, sometimes it's a home run, sometimes it's a bunt, sometimes you strike out.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was the hushed tones of that entire Bulls locker room. That was Dwayne Wade, if I'm not mistaken, talking about the job of Garpacks from here on out as the Bulls punk out in six games against the Boston Celtics. We're here to talk to you about it on the Bernstein and Goff Show, and we got a guest on the line right now.
Joe Colley's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. He is on Twitter at @SunTimes_hoops, and Joe Colley is with us now. What was that? What was that as far as punk out, quit job performances from a playoff team that had fooled itself into thinking it was in this first round series?
First of all, I disagree with Dwayne. It's obviously not that hard of a job in that front office, especially that one when clowns are allowed to do it. So, that was a team that kind of smoke and mirrored its way to a playoff series, and I thought played really good basketball the last 10 games or so, at least for, you know, their best basketball of the year, and two really good games in the playoffs to start off with the perfect storm, a kind of an emotionally spent Boston team, emotionally taxed Boston team with what went on with Isaiah Thomas and his death of his sister in a car accident, and the play of Rondo and everything kind of looking in sync. And then when you saw when that domino fell, when Rondo got hurt late in that game too, and Jimmy was beat up and probably spent way too much energy trying to get this bum team into the playoffs, first of all, the amount of minutes he played those last couple weeks and obviously everything he was trying to do just to get this team in the playoffs, and it all caught up with him, and then all of a sudden Dwayne looked 35. So perfect storm of bad bummery.
What's most bleak about this situation?
Most bleak is that, you know, the chest pounding that's going to go on, that, you know, 8 playoff appearances in 9 years or whatever it is now.
All right, and the Atlanta Hawks selling point right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the resume. That's the thing they like to hold up and show. They like to ignore and discount all the missteps that have gone on. I mean, this to me, this team made the playoffs despite the front office. I think the front office, the moves they made, I mean, you look back to it, could have lost Dwayne and Jimmy by finding them for speaking their mind and speaking the truth and then benching them. Could have lost those two as far as a leadership role.
You lost Dwayne a little bit after that. Dwayne took a noticeable back seat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He absolutely quieted down and said, okay, you don't want me to be a boss leader like you brought me into? Okay, I'll kind of just mumble through some interviews. Absolutely, they did that. They definitely lost a little bit of Dwayne Wade and what he wanted to bring to this package and this team vocally when they did that. And so that was, you know, one of many missteps. I mean, you go back to, you know, anointing Jaren Grant point guard of the future and then anointing Mike Carter-Williams point guard of the future. Basically.
And Cameron Payne.
Yeah, well, Cameron Payne is the final and later point guard of the future. But, I mean, basically putting Rondo and Nico out there and for the taking, and no one took them, and those two helped save the season and get these guys to the playoffs. So, you know, it was a team and a bunch of players that got to the postseason despite all the missteps of a front office that continues to just trip its way through season after season.
So what happens now? We got to wait for the timing
of
things.
Not a damn thing.
Well,
not
but there, it was, but some, well, some things have to happen, because if Dwayne Wade is going to make a call on his opt-in, I don't think he's going to walk away from all that money. You've got a buyout of Rondo, or you can bring Rondo back, and then there's the question about the Jimmy Butler perhaps being the linchpin to a lot of this.
Well, here's from what I'm being told, the front office has already reached out to Jimmy Butler. He and John Paxson will be meeting soon, very soon. I don't know if Gar Forman will be involved or is even invited, considering the feelings between Jimmy Butler and Gar, the mistrust between, you know, from Jimmy's side of things. And they are going to tell Jimmy Butler what Jimmy Butler wants to hear, that they are committed to him. And look, Jimmy's not dumb. Just because he's going to be told they're committed to him and moving forward, he knows that a blockbuster could come in and sway that. And they know that. He knows that. I mean, we're not a bunch of children here. The whole thing is they have as much work as he's done, as much of a leader as he's been, taking young guys to in the off season, making phone calls for these guys to actually get big name players in here for the first time in a long time. I mean, that was Jimmy Butler making those phone calls. I mean, Gar and Pax just wrote the checks, basically. So, you know, everything he's done, all he wants is just tell me, you know what, we're committed to you. This is the direction we're going as of right now. You're our guy. You proved a lot of things to us the last couple of years. That's it. And it's important for him to be told that. And if he's not told that, then he's going to tell them, go ahead and move me then. If you don't believe in me and believe that we can move forward with this thing and build around me, if you're incapable of building around me, building around an elite two-way player, that's on you. Move me then. If you think that's the best course of action, move me. So that conversation happens first and happens real soon. And I think once they come out of that and feel good about, and both sides feel good about where they are, then I think Dwayne, by June 30th, opts in. I think unless, you know, you have this pipe dream that Steph or Chris Paul or Kyle Lowry or someone like that is coming, if you have Jimmy back and you have Dwayne back, you have to bring Rondo back. You have to stick with that core. And then it's just a matter of finding some shooters, whether you're going to go after J.J. Redick or whatever, you know, what you're going to do. As far as Gar Pax, though, that's not going anywhere. I will say this, for the first time in probably 8 to 10 years, at least Gar Foreman is now being looked at under a close eye. You know, and I will say that in talking to different people in different departments with the Bulls, Michael Reinsdorf, now that he's been given full control of this thing, is going and looking at every department. His dad basically has kind of just let this thing go. Mm-hmm. And his dad, and once you're one of his dad's guys, you kind of have that lifetime scholarship. I will say this about Michael. He's not his dad. And it looks like things are at least being looked at under a microscope. While there might not be changes this offseason, I think guys will finally be put on notice. And that's good news, at least as far as that front, because this is damn way too long from happening. So,
is there some miracle fallout from not only this offseason, but if they do go that route that you just mentioned about, you know, pedal to the metal, where we're behind you, Jimmy, and we're going to put people around you. The designated player veteran exception, or the supermax, as people like to call it, is going to, you know, break up some things here soon. You know, whether it be that Golden State team that can't pay four people $200 million, whatever the cost is, or whether the Clippers want to pay $200 million to both Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. If, say, Klay Thompson or Blake Griffin or one of these guys becomes available because of that a year early, how do you think the Bulls are going to play this thing? Do the Bulls want to be back on top, or are they okay with Jimmy Butler being the headliner while they've got the Butlerettes behind him?
No, they feel like this Eastern Conference showed its weakness and how weak it really is this year. And this idea, oh, you got to wait to build when LeBron leaves. I mean, there might be something said about that as far as getting out of the East. But there's no reason that they can't build a talented team to be a number two, number three team in the East right now. I mean, what team scares you in the East in as far as what direction they're headed? Right. And, you know, I'm tired of the Milwaukee. Milwaukee's got a lot of flaws still. I mean, everyone likes to anoint Milwaukee the up-and-coming team, but still a lot of flaws in that team that were exposed. Toronto doesn't scare anybody. The Wizards, you know, obviously I think the backcourt took some steps because they finally actually can play with one another and like one another somewhat. But still a very flawed team. I mean, this thing's right there to jump into that number two spot. So I definitely think they'll be more of an aggressive, go-for-it mindset once they decide Butler, Rondo, and Wade are coming back. Or maybe just two of the three with Wade and Butler. I definitely think they'll be a more aggressive mindset. And you got two guys that know a lot of people, are very well-liked around the league, and aren't afraid to make phone calls. So, I mean, that's the two big things that the Bulls have going for them right now. They'll have some room, and they have guys willing to go ahead and try and recruit.
How would you reconcile a Rondo return with a coach who clearly benefited from a less-is-more coaching approach when it comes to Rondo? That really, Rondo wasn't running Fred's offense. He was running the Rondo offense and just doing what he does. What's the point of having Fred try to teach what you brought him to teach when you've got a veteran point guard who's really not interested in it?
Well, what Fred brought was thrown out probably the first 6 weeks of the regular season last year. That offense changed last year.
Well, when Jimmy told him, right, Jimmy said, we're not doing this.
It wasn't even Jimmy. If you go back and look at film, it was complaints from several guys, and basically Fred went back to Thibodeau's offense. When you look at the sets, look how many sets were very much Thibodeau offense. This year, there were still some Thibodeau offensive sets put in, but then they went to Miami film, and they went to Sacramento and Boston film, Morondo, and found some sets that those two were real comfortable in, and kind of mixed that in the take. But there's still some very much Thibodeau influences on offensively what they do. Now, what people confuse that and say, well, Thibodeau didn't play quick. No, but Thibodeau was a lot more efficient too than this Hoiberg offense has been. So, you know, they've added pace with kind of a Thibodeau flair when the transition breaks down. You know, their set was a lot of, you know, that backside kick it out to the three, which, you know, we saw from Tom. So, you know, I don't think it's, you know, Hoiberg died a quick death last year. So, you know, the one thing I'll say Fred did this year is listen to what Jimmy, Dwayne, and Rondo told him, and was able to kind of finally get that all set together by the end of the year, where it looked a little more cohesive, where it kind of worked with every guy felt good about the play. And so, and that took a long time.
If you had to pick one of the three that wouldn't be back this offseason, if you're a betting man, Gar Forman, Fred Hoiberg, or Jimmy Butler, which one would it be?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You put poor Joe Cowley on the spot.
I'm sorry,
he's not
man.
Come on.
You know,
he's kinda, you know, I got like PTSD from the season. I'm just trying to wind down, man.
Hey, man, if I'm gonna be the Greg Lloyd to your Kevin Green, we gotta be, you know, we gotta understand these things.
You like that JT Watt, don't you? I'm gonna go ahead.
It's TJ Watt. You don't even know how to pronounce your draft pick's first
Give
name.
Give him a break. He's been watching Bulls basketball, and it's like eating lead paint.
This is true.
I'm gonna go with Jeez, oh man, Gar's not going anywhere. I'd probably say Jimmy, but I don't think any of them are going anywhere.
Okay, I mean that's a fair answer. But if there was one, if you had to lean one way, if somebody had to go out of those three, it'd be Jimmy.
Yeah, it'd be Jimmy. But I think for the first time in a long time, Gar the refrigerator light, the kitchen light is staying on. Put it that way.
All right, bet. Joe, always fun to talk to you, man. Go wash that stink off of you. Enjoy your time in the hinterlands, wherever the hell you live in the off season, and tell the family, everybody, we said what's up.
He's going back to Lake Wobegon.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, Joe, be easy, brother.
All right, boys, anytime.
That's Joe Cowley. He's been brought to you by Mariano's Save, Earn, Share. Stop by a Mariano's today and score deals with their revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons, earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops, share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. Bottom of the hour, Bears general manager Ryan Pace joins the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. North Carolina football head coach Larry Fedora on Mitchell Trubisky.
Really, really accurate. I mean, he's probably in the 30 years that I've been coaching the most accurate quarterback I've ever coached. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to end up loving it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. No sooner than the NFL draft ended, the Buffalo Bills whacked their GM, Doug Whaley. Given that he was the one who led the search for a new head coach after Rex Ryan got iced, it would have seemed that Whaley was given a vote of confidence, which makes it pretty bizarre that they would fire the guy right now. If you really didn't value him, why have him lead the search for a new head coach and help the team get ready for the draft? Why not just fire him along with Rex Ryan? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Then again, a lot of things that the Bills have done in recent years do not make a whole lot of sense. The fact that he got fired is not that surprising, but the timing is. And if the owners, the Pegulas, are smart, instead of finding his replacement themselves, they will let Coach Sean McDermott decide who he wants to work with and then just inform them. Because that playoff drought is at 17 and counting, and the last thing you want is to get it all the way to 20. I'm Jim Rome.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's CARS with a K.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom, like the Tribute to Mom gift set, available only for a limited time. It features a sterling silver heart clasp bracelet, two family and love charms, and a Tribute to Mom charm all in a keepsake box. And it's just $195 while supplies last. The gift that means everything to mom. That's why he went to Jared.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender, so if you are even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day that you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii 5-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
TimeshareExitTeam.com. Finally, you can write it off for good.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Price. A down payment may be required. Maximum amount financed.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, we're excited, man. We're super excited. Now, we'd have called you before, but the fact I go, Ryan, did you call him? He goes, no, he's going up on the stage. I know Bruce and Ryan and them guys are going to get you out of here, but we couldn't be more fired up, man. Hope you are, too.
Thanks for being the reason I won't have a job in 2 years.
That was Bears coach John Fox talking to Mitchell Trubisky upon his selection by the Bears. But the John Fox translator says,
I really was hoping for
it. It's all a problem.
I want an edge rusher or some safety. Secondary help, maybe one of those hard-hitting safeties, but all right, we're all fired up. Couldn't be more fired up. Ah. I hung up the phone and ran away.
He just went to go relieve himself, apparently. Gotta clear. It sounds like he needs a colon cleanse every time I hear him. It sounds like he's backed up. It sounds like he just needs to let go of that sludge that's in the intestines.
I'm telling you, he's
a little juice cleanse, a little lemon, a little
don't ever do any
lemonade,
kind of,
a little cayenne pepper.
Don't ever something. Do any kind of cleanse. They're all BS.
Why not?
Because they're all BS. There's no such thing as cleansing one's system with
it. No?
No. It's all garbage.
I know. You've told me this before.
If things build up in your system. No, they don't.
Nothing builds up in your system?
No. Talk to actual people with medical degrees.
That birthday cake from 12 years ago still in there?
Did you know that there's 6 pounds of undigested meat in your butt? No, there really isn't.
Just everybody's free and
clear. You might just be bloated. No, you're fat. And you should exercise more and
some of that
you
water weight,
eat less and, you know, maybe run a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
I saw Morris Chestnut on television doing some acting thing. And he said that if you're going to have a cheat day, make sure that the food isn't bigger than the size of your fist.
And it's not a cheat day.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Like if you're gonna go apple pie or burgers or something like that, make sure you limit your portion on your cheat day.
You don't need a cheat day. Just be normal. Just be cool about it. Just exercise more.
But some people's, genetics are a little bit different.
I understand
in terms
that,
of,
but it's
you know, how much
really
they can exercise. Some men's testosterone levels are a little lower than others, so you know, you gotta do a little bit more sometimes.
I understand, but there's no secret thing or magic.
So Dan Bernstein is going to make sure that you get off of all those juice cleanses that you've been on, for the last week because you didn't work out this winter.
They are all, anything you hear about juices too, also BS.
Because it's sugar?
Yeah, it's just sugar water.
Yeah, sugar water purple. It can be like Dave Chappelle said.
It can be natural sugar water. Yeah. And the stuff about this will cure cancer and this is it's just be normal and understand
that probiotics,
stuff.
Probiotics, none
it's
of that
all
for you?
Garbage. It's all garbage.
Super blue stuff from Dustin Hermanson.
If you are dumb enough to be suckered into that stuff, that is on your dumb ass.
No 14-day colon cleanse that with the little pills. So the good bacteria gets in there, bad bacteria gets washed out.
No, your body really has a system of regulating all that stuff on
its
own.
You can tell that I've had this conversation with Dan before. That's why I'm laughing about it, because Dan is now just preaching to the people who haven't heard his juice sermon.
Yeah, if you
not the juice sermon, but the juice sermon.
You have organs in your body that filter good bad stuff out, try to keep the good stuff in.
What about the detoxification of your body?
No such
thing. Wait, hold
on.
You don't believe in detoxifying your body?
There's no such thing as a detoxifying cleanse.
You don't think that there's certain foods that you can eat that help you detox?
Walk me through the chemistry on this.
I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
No. Water can help your system. Water's good, but that's your liver's job and your kidneys. And
so there
aren't
like leafy vegetables and things that
there's
you can
there's things
eat
that are healthier for you than others, but they're not going to remove bad things and make good things better. All garbage.
All our get pump guys are texting right now at 6711.
You know what? Waste your money. You keep spending on that stuff. I'm probably invested in some of those companies and some of these mutual funds, so keep doing it.
Scoreboard update.
Oh boy. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Chicago Wolves advanced to the second round of the playoffs. The Wolves now host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs open up a homestand tonight. They are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. You can hear it here on 670 The Score. Pre-game show with Mark Grody scheduled to get started at 6:30, weather permitting. Pitching matchup features Brett Anderson and Vince Velasquez. The White Sox, they are a half game out of first place in the American League Central. Tonight, they continue their road trip, opening up a four-game set with the worst team in the American League, the Royals. Dylan Covey goes for the Sox tonight, looking for his first major league victory. Royals go with lefty Jason Vargas. Avi Garcia will not play tonight for the Sox. He left yesterday's game versus Detroit with tightness in his groin. To football, the Bears signed free agent center Taylor Boggs today. They also waived six players, including defensive backs Jacoby Glenn and Devontae Bousby. In the NBA playoffs, the Cavaliers host Toronto tonight in game one of that series. And at 8:30, Rockets and Spurs open up their best of seven set in San Antonio. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow is down 27 points, the NASDAQ up 44 points, and the S&P is up 4 points. Also, the Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show tonight. Hashtag live bright. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by College Illinois 529 Prepaid Tuition Program.
She just
a perfect fit. I'm very happy to be here in Chicago. Ryan Pace and Coach Fox have a great plan put together to get all the pieces we need to help the Chicago Bears. And, I really enjoy the coaching staff, my time with them, and I just can't wait to get to work. So I'm very excited.
That's the voice of the first quarterback taken in this year's draft by the Chicago Bears. And it's time for us to talk to the general manager of the Chicago Bears here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. He's on the hotline right now waiting on us.
The man who is connected to him now professionally forever. It's a marriage of sorts. Ryan Pace is the general manager of the Chicago Bears, and he's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Right. And I want to say thank you, too. I don't know how good or bad any of these players are because I don't really know who many of them are. But for our purposes, for people who do what we do and that has spent a ridiculous amount of time talking about the Chicago Bears, the characters involved and the drama of all this is great for us. So thanks.
No doubt. I'm excited to talk about these guys.
All right. So let's talk about Mitch Trubisky here. Was there a price that you weren't willing to pay in this situation?
You know, I think when you've identified, you know, especially at quarterback, a guy you believe, you know, is that caliber of player, and you're kind of within reach to get that player, you know, you got to do what's necessary to get him. And whether that's one pick or 20 picks away, I think you got to make the move to do that. And I think you saw, you know, three teams do that, you know, over the weekend. And, you know, fortunately, we were a little closer, so it didn't require, you know, future ones and things of that nature. But, I think you got to be aggressive, you know. And of course, my fear was, you know, you could feel teams coming up to our pick, you know, interested in our pick. And, and you're thinking to yourself, well, hey, if they're interested in three, they're definitely interested in two. So when you're that close and you have conviction on a guy, I think at that moment you got to be aggressive.
So there was you at some point. There's no way you would have said too rich for my blood. You know, I love this kid, but that's you're killing me, and that's a deal I can't make.
Yeah, you know, I think to be honest, there probably is a cutoff point at some point, but I think we kind of had that measured in our minds, and when we were that close, I'm like, you know, how often are you going to be picking this high in the draft? And to have conviction on a quarterback, I think you got to do it, you know. And I think you've seen too many times, you know, if you don't do it, and all of a sudden you're looking at the TV, and you know, all of a sudden some team trades up in front of you and takes the player, you know, you're going to regret that for a long time. So, I thought, you know, with the quarterback and how we all felt, hey, let's make sure we get our guy.
You mentioned in your introductory press conference about acquiring a quarterback every single year. That's just how you wanted to do it. And obviously the last couple of years you didn't get a chance to. Did that lack of opportunity or lack of executing that plan put you in a position where you felt you had to get one this year no matter what?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, coming from New Orleans, you know, living with Drew Brees and John coming from Denver with Peyton Manning is, man, you just know the importance of the position and the criticalness of the position, and you're never going to be great in this league until you have that position right. So you're kind of went into this offseason with a commitment to fix the quarterback position, and it started with Mike Glennon, and then when I realized, hey, we're in a position to get a quarterback that we all really like in the draft, and you know, let's take advantage of it. And it's just good to look at the depth chart now and look at that room and look at that position and feel good, you know, where we're going and the state of the franchise, because it's just such a critical spot.
Obviously the optics were uncomfortable when there's Mike Glennon as part of the draft party and representing the franchise, and then all of a sudden there's this audacious move to bring in the guy who's going to be, if things work out, he's going to be the starting quarterback in the face of the franchise and not Mike Glennon. What was your conversation like both before and after the draft with Glennon?
You know, those things, you know, it happens every year. You don't know how the draft's going to unfold. Even picking at three, you know, some of the scenarios are a little more limited, but you never really know. So I feel like every year in the draft, you know, you end up taking a player, and it's just human nature. There's going to be a player somewhere that's going to be upset with the pick, you know, and we took an outside linebacker last year, and I'm sure it's hard for that position group. But what I love about Mike, and one of the many reasons he's here, is his confidence, just his strong will and his competitiveness. And Mike knows he's our starting quarterback. And I just think we've put ourselves in a really good position where, hey, I feel good about Mike Glennon. I've liked him for a long time. We've liked him for a long time. He's going to win games for us. But hey, we also got, you know, Mitch Trubisky in the mix. And obviously you guys know how we feel about him. So I think having, the importance of that position, having too many good players at once at that position is not a bad thing, you know? So especially, I think, look at the history of the franchise, and I think it's something that we got to get right. We made a commitment to get it right, and we made a bold move to get it right, and I feel good about it.
There's nothing I'm going to say here that I didn't say off the line when you weren't on the air with us. I was worried about this because on a few fronts. Maybe the value kind of scared me there, and then I got talked down off of that ledge about what needs to happen when you want to move up in that essence, when you feel like you have that guy. The second part of this is the developmental part, where if this is a guy that's going to have to sit for a year, and you've got an offensive play caller who is, in my opinion, questionable at best after his first full year on the job, you don't want to mess around and have a guy learning terminology after a second year and learning new terminology. How confident in you that this coaching staff, which we haven't seen, hell, as Bears fans for a while now, not just with this coaching staff, but haven't seen the development of a young quarterback, how confident in you are you that Dowell Loggins and Dave Ragone and some of these people on the offensive staff can develop this quarterback next year and going into his second year be ready to start?
That development is the critical piece to all of this, and it's been well thought out and discussed, and you know, you research other situations around the league, and going all the way back to Green Bay when Favre was there and Aaron Rodgers came in, and how do you get those reps? You know, how do you get that time in the meeting room? How do you develop that guy mentally when he's not the starter? That's going to be critical to what we do. And you know, you talk about Dow and you talk about Dave Ragone, and you know, right away, I know they're younger coaches, but they both have played the quarterback position, which is important. I think out of all the position coaches that we're talking about, it's important that you've played that position when you're coaching it, just because you see things differently. And I think, you know, a credit to them is honestly, you know, going through three quarterbacks last year and getting those guys ready to play. You know, I think that, you know, that showed a lot. So I'm confident in those guys. I know Coach Fox is confident in those guys. And we'll have a plan in place because it's going to be critical for really that entire quarterback room.
I guess zooming out, I try to look at this as in any way indicative of the perceived timetable of the proximity to winning the Super Bowl. And look, John Fox is at 63 years old and might have a little different timetable, or in fact, a different way of looking at what his job is than you do right now. And even though you guys have a working relationship, you have to be, and clearly are, emboldened to try to do things irrespective of a shortened timetable. So the question is, from your perspective,
how close are the Bears to winning a Super Bowl?
You know, I think that's a good question, and I think it starts with our quarterback play. You know, and I believe that Mike Glennon is a good starting quarterback in this league, and I think.
But he won't be the quarterback when the Bears are winning the Super Bowl if things work, right?
You know, but it's all going to have to play out. You know, and there's no, I don't want to put a timetable on it or expectations on it. You know, it's just a incremental improvement, but. Right now, coming out of this draft and feeling like we got a lot of good players, but most importantly, address the quarterback position, and we'll go from there. You know, it's a day by day process, and I'm just excited and thrilled that I can turn around and look at the depth chart and look at the quarterback position and say, okay, finally, we're in a good position there to kind of march forward.
Speaking of the depth chart, you drafted a lot of guys who didn't play big-time football this NFL draft. And you've been around the Jari Evans of the world, the Marcus Colstons of the world, guys like that, and Terron Armstead, who went to the combine and tore it up, ran like a 4.7 or something like that at 300 pounds, and is one of the better left tackles in the game now. What is the criteria for you as a scout for what we used to call a Division II football player? What has to be noticeable and present, not just on film, but how they carry themselves? Because it's a hell of a jump from Division II to Division I, and never mind the fact you're jumping from Division II to professional football now.
Man, that's a good question. We put so much work into this, and our scouts do such a thorough job. But at the end of the day, when you're watching the tape, whether it's Division II or 1AA, and you know, Coach Fox and I reference players we've been around that have been highly successful from those schools, it's, hey, we stacked this board, and it's the best players. And those guys, you know, and in this case, the guys we drafted this year, they honestly dominated their level of competition. So
that's the criteria. A guy has to dominate if he's coming from that level.
He's got to dominate that level of competition. And then, fortunately, a lot of these guys, you get to see him playing some All-Star games. And if that was the case, you know, with Jordan Morgan for us, and we had him at the Senior Bowl. And then it's an on-hand experience with him, and you just know, you know. And I feel like, you know, we're excited about these guys. And, yeah, you take it into account, you know, smaller school player. But when you factor in what you see on tape, believe what your eyes see, is he dominating that level of competition? What is his makeup like? And then all the physical traits and the measurables. If all those things hit, then we're not afraid to draft a small school player. And I think for both of us, there's a lot of examples of those guys being successful.
Tight end Adam Shaheen, one of those players taken out of Ashland in the second round. Were you aware of the tweets that he sent out when he was younger?
Yeah, we actually have a whole kind of personnel department or a department that goes and does that. So their social media accounts are tracked heavily, and that's all part of our scouting process. So we're aware of anything they're doing on their social media for sure.
Did you ask him about the white greatness hashtag and the Obama tweet? Because I know if you're being thorough, that's the kind of thing where you got to make sure that's not going to be an issue in a locker room.
Yeah, there's things that get brought up during the combine interviews and during, you know, when we visit their schools. So all those things are vetted out. And that, again, that's a credit to our scouts and the thorough job that they do.
But what did he say that ameliorated any concern about that?
It's just, you know, a lot of them, it's just deep personal conversations you have with these guys. And, you know, we'll keep those, you know, kind of, you know, tight with us. But it's, you know, these things are vetted out. I can promise you we're strict with our board. There's a lot of guys that are coming on our offer board for various reasons, medical, character, scheme fit. And at the end of the day, we took, you know, draft picks that we feel really strong about.
I want to talk to you about the medical part of things. You know, I think last time I talked to you, we were in Bourbonnais, and we were talking about the Kevin White situation. And Kevin White was the payoff for a lot of people who had to sit through the Mark Trestman era of football. And he didn't play because he had to have a rod placed in his shin. And then he comes back the next year and he gets hurt again. Are you gun shy ever when you see a player that you think may pop, but the injury concerns, you know, maybe make you shy away from it? Has that happened since the Kevin White draft, or will that happen in the future where, you know, now that you've gotten your taste of not just being the suggestion maker, but the decision maker in
this situation? He drafted a guy with a rod in his leg.
But this is what I'm saying. Are you shying away from that kind of thing because of understanding that you may lose a complete season for a guy sometimes?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're all case by case, you know, and every one of them is different. So when we're going through the medical grades, our doctor's involved, our trainers are involved, and to be honest with you, you usually share medical reports with other teams too, so you know who's passed and who's failed, and you know, then we have different scales we grade those guys on. But I think to be honest with you, it wouldn't be one player. It'd be, hey, we had a lot of guys on IR last year, you know, so going through that, it's not only, okay, what's their medical history, but, you know, what's their you know, there's certain guys that, you know, play with a level of toughness, you know, and play with a level of resiliency, and you know, and so all those things go into account. But as far as availability and durability, those are huge factors for us. But I think it's been highlighted from the season we came off last year and just having so many guys on IR. So, but at the end of the day, you know, I think our medical meeting was 6 hours this year, and it's thorough, and our doctors do a good job. So if they're on our draft board and we're drafting them, it's been well thought out.
All right, so the character portion of this, you guys have done a good job at getting rid of the players that you guys deem not to be the football character guys that you'd like, guys who may have other interests more so than football. And when you're losing games, you don't want to hear chirping. So I can understand that. But do you think that there will be a point in a Ryan Pace locker room where you're going to have to make a decision on a terrific talent who is a questionable character and be able to pull the trigger after the groundwork that you've laid not only with this fan base but also with the McCaskies?
Yeah, you know, we used to talk about it a lot. I know Parcells used to always tell Sean Payton this, is you got to watch your locker room, and because before you know it, you have a couple weeds in there, and then your whole garden can be destroyed. So we focus on it all the time, you know, and I think, it's just like the medical, they're case-by-case basis, but for the most part, we're going to be pretty strict in that area and pretty detailed in that area, because the locker room and the vibe down there, guys, is really good right now. You know, it almost feels like a college vibe where the guys have fun, they enjoy being around each other, and that's the kind of environment we want. And when you have a good team, you can just feel it, you know, and if you put a couple bad teammates in there, and it can destroy that vibe. And so everybody we bring in, we're real conscious of that. And I think, you know, our locker room respects that, our players expect that. But again, it's really a case-by-case basis on each one of these. And so guys are coming on and off your board, you know, for all those criteria we discussed.
How much pressure do you feel now in the wake of this particular draft, because it's got so much of your stamp on it? Now, we talked a lot about how powerful John Fox was and the circumstances of his hiring and saying, well, you know, who's making the decisions? Pretty clear you're making the decisions here. Also, frankly, you're getting beaten up nationally. I mean, there are a lot of writers saying, asking,
don't go on Twitter.
You know, what the hell is he doing, and why did he give all this up, and he didn't have to do this, and he just got himself fired and all
you
that.
You think so, you coached the Bulls or something?
Right. I'm wondering at this point, do you feel any of that, or do you have to make sure that you go out of your way not to feel any of it?
You know, I think I put pressure on myself in every single draft and every single personnel move we make. So, and John and I are making these decisions together. So, you know, I think I knew when we were discussing this, hey, these are bold decisions, and you understand and you recognize, you know, the magnitude of these decisions. But I think you also understand that, hey, this is the most important position in all of sports, and it's quarterback. And you got to be bold, and you got to do these things if you want to be great. And I don't want to sit around and look back with regrets, you know, that we didn't do this. So, hey, I get it. And I think, you know, with any draft, as you guys know, you have to look back 3 years later, and you see the draft grades coming in now and whatnot. And you got to wait, man. Time's got to play it out. And I'm confident in, you know, what we did and the work we put in and our coaches and our scouts you know, and truth will be told, you know, a couple of years from now. So that's kind of where it's at.
Did anything happen in this draft that you were, I won't say surprised by, because I know you guys put in a ton of work to prepare for this, but did anything weird happen, or did the draft break in a way where you're like, oh, I did not see that happening?
I would say that the first round went off pretty much like how we expected. Once you get out of the first round, you know, probably more late second, early third, that's where you start seeing some surprises, you know, and you just don't know. Again, you got to wait 3 years. You know, I've been in draft rooms, you know, years ago, somebody makes a pick and there's somebody in the room that snickers, and, you know, 3 years later, that scout's not snickering anymore because, that position's ended up being a successful player. So,
all right, give me that surprise, Ryan. You can't listen, man. You're getting really good at speaking the way a general manager in this town is supposed to speak. I need some surprises or something out of you. I need a headline for the podcast. I need the one thing that somebody threw their coffee against the wall. Like, what the hell are the Bengals doing right now?
I can't throw anybody under the bus, man.
They've been throwing you under the bus all weekend,
yeah,
right?
Seriously, yeah, give it back
a
little bit.
Jump on Twitter.
I want you to screenshot some of these things, and we can talk about them in a couple of years, man.
All right.
Last thing I have for you. Are you going to make yourself more available this season? Because I mean, there were some times last year where we always found ourselves thinking, you know, look, you obviously, like Jason said, you handle this well. I mean,
mean, right. You know, I think that maybe a lot of the Bears fans that we talk to could benefit from you, the way you explain things or the way you talk about what you know what's going on for better or for worse. That guys, some guys in your position like it, some guys don't, and it seems that you've been on the more reticent side of things in the NFL continuum. How about just you know being out and about a little bit?
I hear you, man. I think you know one of the things was, especially during the season, it's kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
And he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
Yeah, the one thing, you guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two.
You know, twice a month or something like that, you know, screw everybody else, that kind of thing. We'll throw in like a mattress or something for you, you know, get you right on that level. My guy got a mattress firm deal.
Hey, nice. Yeah.
It's just I guess we're always here for you if you feel you need to say something or set the record straight or say, look, I think it's important that people hear what the general manager has to say. We're always here for you.
I think
you guys got me a pillow last time. So
yeah, we did when you came to the broadcast.
And, yeah, I actually use that pillow. So if we upgrade it to a mattress, maybe I can be around.
That's no problem. All right, before we let you go here, you drafted a 5'6", 179-pound running back that we're going to have on next hour. Yeah. Is there something that happened? And is it Tarik or Tariq?
Tariq.
Okay, is there something that happened when you met with Tariq Cohen or his coaches that made you say, you know what, we have to draft this player? Or is there a weird story we could bounce off him in an hour?
I'm telling you guys, that. So obviously, I hate to make comparisons to players because it puts these expectations.
Darren Sproles, right?
Yeah, and I was with him for a number of years in New Orleans. And when you watch him, you know, at North Carolina A&T, every single game, from the moment he stepped on campus, 1,500 yards, 1,500 yards, 1,500 yards every single season. I think he averaged over 6.5 yards a carry. And you know, a lot of times, you know, that's with not a lot of great blocking, so he's doing a lot of it on his own. And it's not just as a running back. You split him out of the backfield, and he's running routes from a slot receiver, and he's just so sudden. He's so athletic. And, you know, we always call this type of running back the joker running back, and it's the third down back that can separate from man and you know, create things in space. Mm-hmm. And, man, I really like that guy. And when you meet him, when you talk to him, you'll feel it. He's got a major chip on his shoulder. He's intelligent, and he's just an electric player. And it's one of those guys, you start watching games, and, okay, I'm four games into it. I'm five games into it, and you just want to watch every game of the season because he's so entertaining to watch the way he plays the game.
All right, man, we'll let you go here, but you know that you have stapled yourself to this quarterback for better or for worse, and we will be talking about it for the next couple of years.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Thanks, Ryan. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
That is Ryan Pace, Bears general manager on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. That portion of Sports Radio 670 was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. So we've got Brian Billick coming up at 420. We've got Tariq Cohen coming up at 440. And we've got a lot more stuff as well. We've got giveaway, another Sherry's Berries $50 gift certificate to give away. A lot going on. You don't want to go anywhere. This is all you need. Bernstein and Goff on the...
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too. providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom, like the Tribute to Mom gift set, available only for a limited time. It features a sterling silver heart clasp bracelet, two family and love charms, and a Tribute to Mom charm all in a keepsake box. And it's just $195 while supplies last. The gift that means everything to mom. That's why he went to Jared.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! Woo! Go! Go! Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I am trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. Down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of text reaction coming in after hearing the extended comments from General Manager Ryan Pace on the draft and the state of the Chicago Bears. So if you have some thoughts, 312-644-6767. Sports on the Score presented by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on Beautyrest, Serta, and more, and get interest-free financing for 5 years only at Mattress Firm. See, maybe that's why Ryan Pace is sleeping so well and acting with such conviction and confidence, because of the pillow we got him.
Or he just says, to hell with it.
I don't care. Right?
I'm going to draft three dudes who have not played high-level football. I'm going to draft a project quarterback. Not a project quarterback, because that'd be a little bit different.
Not a quarterback from the project.
Section 8 quarterback would be a little... maybe Mitch is, though. But, yeah, he's got, you know, he's, hey, at the end there, too, it's kind of like Go Cats with Pat Fitzgerald. He said, I'm all in. I've heard all in from him a couple of times, so it's kind of like he's now planting his flag on this, like, right here. Yep. Keep questioning this right here. You can have it.
Why not?
Yeah.
The Score and UV Vodka will be hosting a special For the Vets event here at the Score Studios for military veterans Monday, May 8th. It's a week from today, from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you have a military ID, be caller 6. And you win two tickets to this VIP experience hosted by Lawrence Holmes. 312-591-6700, that number if you want to win. So your reaction to what the Bears GM said or didn't say. I want to know what you think. You got the Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I won't be talking to you tomorrow. I won't be talking to you again until the day arrives when you can look at that Barnes & Noble somewhere or online and see a book. I will get that book done. Thanks for the memories.
This SCORE 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka. And the Country Club Wrigleyville. Did you...
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help...
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.